When we looked at phonology, we talked about phonemes, and that in English there were 44 phonemes. These were the smallest distinguishable units of sounds. Similarly, in morphology we have morphemes. Morphemes are the smallest unit of grammatical meaning in a language, and words are composed of one or more morphemes. In, for example, tables, we have what we can recognize as table, and then an s. And this consists of a stem or a root, which is table, and you have a suffix, s, which comes after the stem, in this case. Words such as dog and cat, they are known as free morphemes. Free because they can, you can have them in writing or in speech by themselves. However, prefixes and suffixes, they are known as bound morphemes, because a part of grammatical meaning such as un or sub cannot survive by itself. It has to be attached to something else. And in the word impossibility, you can break that down to im, impossible, and itty. Something that linguists look at is, morphologically, how are words stored in our brains, in our minds? Is impossibility something stored by itself? Or is it that we have a storage of the word possible, and when we're going to use the word we add prefixes and suffixes to make the word grammatically appropriate as we need it, when we need to use it?